driving at 3-2. Cameron blocked the shot! Cameron blocked the shot! And it's out of bounds with 1.1 seconds remaining. Zach Cameron with a huge block, his 61st of the season, puts him in the top 15 in the country.
Join us throughout the season for every dunk, three-point shot, and buzzer-beating win.
Forbes looks in, nobody there, drives it now, curls it off the window. The reverse layup for Holly Forbes. 15 for the freshman out of North County.
Both the Cardinal basketball teams are gunning for region championships, looking to challenge the rest of the country and advance to the national tournament.
Now here's Golden. Golden slicing down the middle of the lane. The runner falls for her. Allie Golden with 12 points. She drives right by.
It's MAC Cardinal Basketball on regional radio KREI, J98, and MIMOinfo.com.
This is Edwards slashing down the left side of the line, rises up, and thumps his man down to the ground. The Tomahawk Jam. Maurice Edwards coming off a trampoline and dropping an anvil.
Now let's go courtside with Chad Speaker and Kevin Thurman for your pregame show.
And we come to you just outside of Springfield, Illinois this afternoon. The Mineral Area College men on the road at Lincoln Land on this Martin Luther King Jr. Monday. Hopefully everybody giving that a thought, a little reflection today, and really enjoy our program, Our American Stories, dedicating the hour to Martin Luther King Jr. We've got some hoops for you, though, this afternoon as the Mineral Area College men come into Springfield today at 15-5. But they've been up and down and down and up over their last few. The Mineral Area College men, a loss to Highland, then a win over Bryant and Stratton, a win over Faith Prep, and a loss to Three Rivers, a win over Lincoln Land, 111-41, and then the loss to Moberly, 86-76. So the MAC men hopefully can string a few together here as we approach February and down toward the stretch run of the season. The Lincoln Land Loggers were defeated. They hadn't won a game when we last saw them, but they've won two in a row now, and looking a little bit better. There are two leading scorers still not with them, injured, but they did have a gentleman rejoin the program, become eligible, DJ Doolin. He's only played one game. It was the last one, and he put up a double-double. So for the Loggers, yeah, it's nice to see them improve, but maybe not today. The Loggers are 2-14. Coming up next on our Fleegs Equipment pregame show, we'll hear from the coaches. Fleegs Equipment in St. Genevieve and Lettington. For all your lawn, farm, and garden equipment needs, let their family serve your family. Highway 32 in St. Genevieve on the Outer Service Road at the Lettington exit and online 24/7 at fleegs.com. Take a 30-second timeout, and when we come back, we'll hear from the Loggers head coach, Chuck Shanklin, on your Fleegs Equipment pregame show on KREI.
If you have water or fire damage in your home or business, call Bryant Restoration at 986-3260. Hi, I'm Reggie Aubuchon, owner of Bryant Restoration. At Bryant Restoration, we strive to provide an efficient, transparent experience to help take the stress out of your situation. Bryant Restoration is IICRC certified, and we work with all insurance companies. Locally owned and operated, we have locations in St. Francis County and Poplar Bluff, covering all of Southeast Missouri. We'd like to wish all local high school athletes good luck this season. Bryant Restoration, online at bryantrestorationco.com.
Great to be joined by Chuck Shanklin, now the head coach for the Lincoln Land Loggers. Saw him just a couple of weeks ago at the Bob Sechrest Fieldhouse, and Lincoln Land on a two-game winning streak and got to notched your first couple of wins. And Coach, when we saw you, you were without your top two leading scorers, and I know that they'll still be out a while, but you added a guy in DJ Doolin as well. As much as anything, is it just kind of a better mindset for the guys that some of their hard work is being rewarded on the scoreboard there?
You hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
And DJ gives us a lot of energy. His court awareness. He had a double-double in his first game back. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that gives him some confidence moving forward, and he gives us some confidence moving forward.
What have you seen your team improve upon the last few weeks?
Attitude.
Yeah.
The mentality. And again, like you just said, knowing that the hard work is finally starting to pay off somewhat. You know, are they huge dividends? Not yet, but anything helps at this point, you know, and especially when you're 0-14, There's some light at the end of the tunnel now.
Yeah. With DJ on the roster now and maybe getting some of your better players back down the stretch, you're probably looking forward to maybe surprising some people here in this semester.
Hope so. I mean, again, once again, you're right on point. We've got conference coming up on Saturday, and, you know, we're looking to play a spoiler role moving forward and just trying to get better each and every day.
You know, and it's not like, you know, the NCAA tournament where you have to be invited. If you get hot late, knock some people off, you never know how the thing could wind up for you.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. Mm-hmm. You know, but we do play in a really tough conference. So, you know, some things are going to have to go our way. We're going to stay healthy. We're going to have some luck. We're going to execute. We're going to have to package all that together in order to give ourselves a really good fighting chance.
Having seen Mineral Area once already, what will be some of the challenges against the Cardinals today?
Again, that press. The press, 20 is just a man down below. 32 and 11, you know, you got to keep them off the glass as well. So the rebounding and the press, I think.
All right. Chuck Shanklin joining us on our Fleegs Equipment pregame show, the Lincoln Land head man. And we're back after this on KREI.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
Great to be joined by Luke Strege now. And Coach, I remember talking to you last year on this day because it was Martin Luther King Jr. Day. You know, you guys were kind of doing some special things and some discussions about that. A meaningful day for what really should be for everybody.
Yeah, it is. It's something that we were talking about with our kids last night at dinner and just what Martin Luther King stands for and what he was about. So this is something that the former coach here at Lincoln Land and I set up. He's actually coaching right now on the women's team. He's a really good coach. I'm glad I don't have to guard any of his stuff because he's a really good coach. So we had kind of set up this day where we knew we'd both be off and it'd be fun to play together and then it'd be an opportunity for us.
But let's go back to last game because it was a disaster at the beginning, but then a fantastic about 12, 13 minutes of basketball where you outscored Moberly 40-20. And, you know, it's something that you talked about, I think last game you said that you have the lineups and the guys capable of finding that peak, but the difficult part is sustaining it, I guess.
Yeah, it's just maintaining it. So we probably have six players that, you know, could play for us here in the past couple of years. And the problem is when you play a good team, you just need more than that because you got to play 40 minutes. You only get so many timeouts when in a game. And when you play a team that presses, you don't want to use those because you might need them later on against the press. We just wore out. We're just not to the level this year that we've been in the past. And we just have a hard time maintaining it for 40 minutes against a good team. We'll show you stretches now because, you know, we do have six guys that I feel real confident in. But just to play a good team for 40 minutes, we're just not at that level right now.
Yahuza had his best day statistically anyway. The last time you saw Lincoln Land, he scored 33. And, you know, for Yahuza, a guy that a lot of times, well, most of the time, he's going against guys probably bigger than him. When he finds a guy his size, man, he can really dominate.
Well, it's effort. It's effort. It's something we've talked about all year. Yahuza just plays with great effort. And when he gets a guy that you know, he can score around, he's still developing his skills on the perimeter. So we've got to push him to, you know, handle it a little more and shoot a little bit better. But, you know, against these smaller teams, you can really see where his effort just takes him above and beyond what they've been used to playing. And he had a great game, and it was very simple for him. It was just layups. It was just effort and layups, and he had 33 points and 17 rebounds. It's outstanding.
You hammered the Loggers last time you played them. It wasn't too long ago. It will be a little different team. They have picked up their first couple wins of the year, and nice for them. And they've got a guy playing for them now in DJ Doolin that put up a double-double in the only game he's played for them.
So we've played them twice here since he's been on the team, and he hasn't played either game that we've seen. So we've yet got to see him. And, you know, in our place, obviously, it's nice to be home. Shots fall. You got your fans. They got to travel. You know, we got in the bus this morning, and the guys just woke up. So we'll see how they do. And it's always tough going against a team that you beat so bad the first time. And it's not like it was months ago where we changed a lot. Mm-hmm. It was just 10 days ago. So I don't know what to expect. But we'll see. We'll see. You know, boy, just to find a way to win a road game right now for us would be really nice.
All right, Luke Strachey joining us on our Fleegs Equipment pregame show. We're back with more after this right here on KREI.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
Are you ready for an exciting new career that offers job security, flexibility, and independence? Rankin Technical College in Perryville is now accepting student applications for a 10-week CDL training class. The Gilster Mary Lee Corporation will provide the necessary funding for program training if your application is approved. You'll receive a benefits package which includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation Christmas and holiday bonuses, plus insurance. Call Mike Welker today at 800-851-5300.
When life changes, where can you get the health care that you or your loved one needs? Try Presbyterian Manor, where we consider you family. Being a member of our family means having a skilled, compassionate team, making sure you live your best life. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to see why the community voted us the best independent living, best assisted living, and best skilled nursing community in the Parkland area.
Let's meet our starters for today's ball game. Brought to us by Presbyterian Manor, the way you want to live. The Lincoln Land Loggers will start Benji Aker. He's a 6'5 freshman from Auburn, Illinois. Jordan Brooks goes 6'1, a freshman out of St. Joe, Illinois, a 4.5-point scorer. Logan Clayton is a 5'10 sophomore, and he's from Taylorville, Illinois, and nearly a 10-point guy. TJ Gaines, a 6'5 freshman from Decatur, Illinois, 5.5 points, and leads him at 5.5 assists per game. And Jake Pennell is a 6'3 sophomore from Williamsville, Illinois. He's a 12-point guy. Essentially, he leads the team in scoring. They've got a couple of guys in Nick Hagel and Mitch Hardick that led them in scoring on the year, but they are injured. Hagel, a 13.3 scorer, and you've got Pennell, a 12-point scorer. Now, you also have DJ Doolin. He just became eligible, and he's played one game. He had 17 and 10. In that one. So the Loggers, yes, those are their stats. Those are their starters. Doesn't necessarily reflect where they'll be a week or a couple of weeks from now. The Mineral Area College Cardinals will start Patrick Strizzalo, 6'4 sophomore from Bayonne, New Jersey. Just about 10 points a game for Pat. David Cackleries is 10th in the country at assists per game, 7.4. He scores nearly 13, a 6'1 sophomore from Amass, Pennsylvania. Steve Wooten from Madison, Wisconsin goes 6'5, a sophomore. Just under 13 per. Darius Brown leads the Cardinals at 16.5. He's a 6'2 redshirt freshman from Amarillo, Texas. And Yehuza Ross is in the starting lineup, a 6'7 freshman, played at St. Mary's High School last year. Yehuza went for 33-17 in the prior meeting here with Lincoln Land at home. Our tip brought to you by New Era Bank. Easy to save your coins and change with New Era Bank's Roundup Savings. To see how easy, visit your local New Era Bank branch or go online at newerabank.com. Mineral Area College and their Road Reds, they've got the black numbers with the white or the black letters with a white outline. They've got white numbers with a black outline. The Loggers have gray jerseys with red numbers and white letters and some blue trim. Check out our uniforms brought to us by Serenity Hospice. Peace of mind when it matters most. Tap is won by TJ Gaines for Lincoln Land, and the Loggers will be pushing it from my right to my left as I look at and describe the action to you here in this first half of play. Pennell has it over on that left wing. Mineral Area College comes out in man-to-man defense, and Cackleries deflects the pass over to Brown, so a first possession steal by the Mineral Area College defense. Brown, a no-look shot down underneath to Yehuza Rossus, and Yehuza gets started early here today. Rossus, as we said, with 33 points, 17 rebounds when these two met before, and that was about a couple of weeks ago on the 9th of January. So a 2-0 lead for Mack, and Rossus scores first. Loggers come down. Jumper by Pennell, right wing, won't go. Rebound, and then the wraparound shot that's missed by TJ Gaines. He grabs a rebound the second try, swatted out of the air by Rossus, and then the loose ball taken down by Brown but he steps along that baseline. 50 seconds in, Mineral Area College on top, 2-0 on our Parkland Health Mart scoreboard. Loggers basketball, love that mascot, though. Lincoln Land Loggers, kind of fun to say. Now down over the right corner, Clayton works with it, puts the dribble down with the left hand, spins it over to the left wing. Brooks tries a triple and dumps it in. So the Loggers lead here 3-2. Something they couldn't say in the last meeting. Never led in that one. Mineral Area College was on top 6-0, scored the first 6 points. In fact, led by 20, only 12 minutes in. They were up 29-19, but the Loggers lead here. And Mineral Area College looks for the entry pass to Wooten right there. He's guarded by Gaines, who tapped it out of bounds. Mac basketball right of the bucket along the baseline. Cackle Reese is there to put it in play. Two in the paint, two in the corners. Strzala gets it in the left corner. Pump fake on the three. Slides inside of the arc. Shot up from 17 feet. Won't go. Rebound Rosses. Rosses now spinning and fires it up and in. Yehuza with the first 4 points for the Cardinals. 4-3 lead for Mac. Thanks so much for joining us today on KREI. Farmington Mineral Area College basketball on the air on Supertalk 800. Strzala steals it away. He's got a 3-on-2. Up the floor, Wooten now attacks from the left side. Layup goes down. Steve Wooten with his first two. And we talked about how well Yehuza played against Lincoln Land last time. Wooten would have been a player of the game if it wasn't for Rosses. Steve had 22 points and 15 rebounds in that one. Mineral Area College posts really went to work in that battle against Lincoln Land at home. Runner up from the left baseline won't fall, and the rebound tapped out off of Brown and out of bounds. A 6-3 lead for Mac as they've doubled up Lincoln Land here early on. 17:56 remaining on the first half clock. Lincoln Land fires it out to half court. Pennell grabs it, towing that half court stripe. Now he drives it on Strzala, and he tries to throw a pass to his teammate there to Pennell. It goes by Pennell, but then they stretch it back out to Aker, who grabs it. Aker launches the triple, won't go. Brown now slices down the middle of the lane, floats and fires, misses the shot. Diving in for the rebound, Brooks controls it for the Loggers. Brooks going to bring it up across that half-court stripe and throws it between the circles to Aker. Aker swinging it right wing, Clayton. Clayton, a jab step to the left wing, down to the left corner, and Pennell nearly banked it in from the corner, nearly an impossible shot. And Wooten grabs the rebound, tries to throw the pass up ahead for Rosses, but it goes off the knee of Gaines, and they're going to whistle him for a kick. 17-16 remaining in the first half. Mac basketball on top, 6-3. Strzala has it along this near sideline on the inbound, plays it to Cackleries. Cackleries between the circles here, looks to the right wing, Wooten right back to David at the top of the key. David looks for a drive to the left corner, goes to Strzala. His three-pointer short. And climbing the ladder is Gaines to grab the rebound. Gaines fires it off to Clayton. Clayton had a man slashing through Aker, couldn't find him, so Clayton will run up from the half court right here, backs it up to half court, keeps the dribble alive, left hand to the right hand, and looking for a screen. Wooten now changes and guards him there. A bouncer for Gaines on the left wing, guarded by Rosses. Gaines to the free throw line. Aker, 8 on the shot clock. Aker spins mid-post, gets to the middle, goes to the left hand and pumps it in. Great shot by Benji Aker, only a 34% shooter from the field, but proficient on that drive. And a 6-5 lead for Mac, leading it by just a point. Mac plays in NJCAA Division I. This Lincoln Land squad, a Division II ball club, but they've played a very good, rugged schedule playing some of the top-ranked teams in the Division I ranks as Rosses dives to the goal, and Cackleries hits him in stride for the layup. Lincoln Land playing Vincennes, who was ranked number one at one point in Division I. They played South Suburban. They played them, and they were ranked second in the country in Division I. So the Loggers have really challenged themselves under first-year head coach Chuck Shanklin. They lost a lot from last year. Shanklin comes on late, and he says people have been telling him, well, wait till next year when you have your full season. And he says that's all well and fine, but I'm a competitor, and I want to win now. We all know how he feels. An 8-5 lead for Mac. They'll go on the half court 1-3-1. Zone right here. Pennell has it at the top of the key, tries to enter it, stolen by Strzala. Strzala sprinting up the floor, throws it to the left corner where nobody is. Brown says, my bad, should have been there. Brown pulled up on the wing, and as Strzala went for the drive, he was expecting Brown to go all the way down to the corner for that open three. Brown says, yeah, should have been there. 8-5 lead for Mac, leading it by three, 15-50 remaining here in this first half of play. Mineral Area College won the previous meeting by 70 points, 111-41. Oh, Cackleries looked like he had the shot blocked of D.J. Doolin, but they're going to catch him for the foul. The first one on David. And Cackleries picks up his first personal foul, and D.J. Doolin looking to score his first point against Mac. Doolin has played only one game this year, played against McMurray College, put up 17 points, grabbed 10 rebounds in the last outing. So D.J. now gets his first point against Mac this year. And he's now 2 of 4 from the free throw line on the season. Doolin was scorching hot from the field against McMurray. He was 7 out of 10, but he made only 1 of 3 free throw attempts. So improving on that average by pumping that one in. An 8-6 lead for Mineral Area College on the road here at Lincoln Land, just outside of Springfield. Doolin back to the free throw line, puts it in the right hand, and spins it through. Lincoln Land will drop back, play in the half court on the defensive side. Mineral Area College by just a point at 8-7. Cackleries to the right wing, Wooten out of the free throw line. There's Rosses, and Cackleries drives it along the right baseline, flares it back out, Wooten. It's a three at the top of the key, and he rattles it home. Steve Wooten just was mired in a horrific slump from three during the first semester, but he got a lot of shots up over break and really starting to feel it now, shooting 23% from the three-point line, but he's over 40% here in the second semester. Brown looks to dump high-low, but he has the ball ripped off from him, and now the Loggers are coming the other way. Brooks controlling. Plays it to Doolin. Doolin over the right wing. That's to Pinnell. Back up top to Brooks, who looks for a drive, and the ball poked away from him from behind. Three subs coming in for Mac, one for Lincoln Land. C.J. May on the floor for Lincoln Land, and Mineral Area College will bring in Anthony Wales, Tarek Rafat, and Gabe O'Neill. The three subs for Luke Streggy's ball club. Wooten stays on the floor along with Cackleries. Loggers basketball, top of the key. That's Brooks. Brooks swings over to the right wing, Doolin. Doolin now to Pinnell at the top of the key. 8 on the shot clock. Pinnell backs it out, looking to drive it on. Grubb takes him down to the right baseline, stops, fires, spins it all the way around, pop back out. Rafat grabs the rebound, throws the outlet to Cackleries. Nice transition defense by the Loggers to get down the floor. And an 11-7 lead for Mac at the 4:26 mark of the first half of play. Cackleries top of the key, now to O'Neill. Gabe plays to Wooten. Wooten swings over to the left wing, and Grubb just flat dropped it. Pinnell picks it off, driving one on two, and lays it in. Jake Pinnell gets his first bucket on an error by Mac, and now it's an 11-9 ball game with Mineral Area College on top by just 2 points. Mac led 29-9 in the first meeting at the Bob Secrest Fieldhouse. Cackleries enters it but turns it over as he led Wooten too far, and the ball was ripped away by C.J. May. And now the Loggers could tie or maybe take the lead. Jab step, Tyler Sales throws it over to the left wing. That's to C.J. May. May drives to the middle, caught in some traffic, bounces to the left corner. Doolin pump fake on the three, drives it now, and throws it off the shoe top of his teammate, Tyler Sales. A turnover by the Loggers. 13:37 remaining in the first half of play. I'm Chad Speaker, broadcasting here from Lincoln Land, and Derek Hankins back in the studio engineering and operating our game today. We always appreciate his good work. 11-9, Matt Cackleries top of the key. Through the legs he goes, looking for the drive. Crossover dribble now, takes a step back three. Shot won't go. Wooten has the rebound, and he is called for the charging violation. He wasn't going on a freight train pace in there, but as he stepped through one little area of traffic, Doolin was waiting for him and then goes down on the soft contact. Cackleries out and Rafat checks in. 13:22 remaining here in this first half of play, and it's an 11-9 lead for Mac. The Loggers playing much more confidently here at home. Pinnell along that right baseline sinks it. That's a 12-footer for Jake, and it's an 11-11 ball game. 7 minutes in. Mineral Area College top 11-5 a little bit earlier. So six straight here by the Loggers. Left wing Rafat. O'Neill and he work a pick and roll. They lob it to O'Neill, who does a tremendous job, not only rolling, but then jumping it in one motion, spins his way to the goal, and banks it off the window for two. Tremendous body control there by Gabe O'Neill. And a 13-11 lead for Matt. Grubb sets up just outside of that restricted area and takes the charge. Nice work by Jared Grubb. Substitute back in, Benji Aker checks back in for the Loggers. So Luke Strege has 9 guys on his roster that are available to play, and he has played all of them here so far as Rosas gets checked, set to check back in. Right wing Wales. Wales looking for Wooten, plays it to him. Now it's up to the Rafat at the top of the key. A bouncer underneath to O'Neill, and O'Neill spins the lane and hooks it in. Big Gabe with back-to-back buckets and a spinning shot on a pick and roll last time, and O'Neill locks his man down in the lane and hooks it right over the top of him there, and a 15-11 lead for Mac. Some good minutes by O'Neill here. 12:05 remaining here in this first half of play, and O'Neill goes up and swats the shot of CJ May. Outlet pass now, Rafat ahead of the pack and lays it in for two. Great minutes by Gabe O'Neill. 11:58 remaining in the first half of play, and a 6-0 push by the Cardinals. 17-11, Mac leading Lincolnland, and we're back on the other side of this one-minute timeout right here on KREI.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And I'm Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
If you need new bedding, living room, dining room sets, recliners, or appliances, then you need to take advantage of our everyday discounted prices.
You'll find Patsy's Furniture is marked to the lowest possible price, so you won't be guessing.
We have a no-credit needed financing plan, and with approved credit, we offer a 24-month 0% interest financing option. And military and first responders receive a discount Patsy's every day.
You'll love to shop at Patsy's.
We're already thinking spring at Mineral Area College because now is the time to register for Mineral Area College's spring classes. The new semester starts January 14th. Whether you take classes during the day, at night, or online, reserve your spot soon to get the classes you need to excel. Spring semester starts January 14th, so register online at mineralarea.edu or call Student Services to get started. It starts here at Mineral Area College.
Mineral Area College on a 6-0 run. 11:58 remaining in the first half. Full court pressure by Mac right here. It's their diamond press. Ross is at the head of this thing. You've got Wales and Rafat, then Grubb behind that, and O'Neill the last line of defense on this pressure right here. The Loggers play it in for Brooks in the backcourt, and he'll play catch in the backcourt with Aker. Brooks and Aker. Now it's Aker near sideline. Throws it to the middle, top of the key for Gaines. Gaines pump fake on a pass down to the right low block. Doesn't make it, but then shoots the jumper. Misses that one. Rafat has the rebound. Sprinting down the floor. Throws it to Grubb. Grubb jump stop. Now drives through. Now along the baseline and banks it off the window for two. A difficult angle that time by Jared Grubb, but he navigated it just right. And an 19-11 lead for Mineral Area College. It's been an 8-0 run by the Cardinals and a turnover. Ross is ahead of the pack, and he lays this one in. Yahuza Rosas with points number 7 and 8. The rip and the run by Mineral Area College right there, and now a 10-0 run by the Cardinals. 11:09 remaining in this first half. Loggers bouncing it to Gaines in the left corner. Gaines returns it out to the left wing for Doolin, and now they play it over to the right wing. The shot by Brooks won't go. Mac trying to push tempo up the floor. This is Rafat now, and as Rafat looked to his left, he held it in his palm with the palm facing up for just a half of a dribble, and there's your palming violation. 10:55 remaining in the first half, and a 21-11 lead for Mineral Area College. A 10-0 run by the Cardinals. Full court press. It's that diamond press for Mac. Loggers play catch in the backcourt here. Aker playing catch with Brooks. They throw it to the left corner to Pennell. Pennell's guarded by O'Neill here. Pennell entering it down underneath. Doolin working on Grubb. Faces up and shoots it right over the top of him. So Doolin has his first field goal. He's got 4 points and a 21-13 lead for the Cardinals. Top of the key. Dribbling it. Wales to the left elbow. O'Neill. O'Neill swings to the right wing. Back to Wales. Wide open three. And he buried it. Anthony Wales, the freshman from Louisville, bombs in the three. His first points of the afternoon and a 24-13 lead for Mineral Area College there on a 13-2 push. Pennell has it over on the right wing, finds Brooks out near half court. Brooks says, let's take a breath and set something up right here. Throws it over to the left wing for Aker. Back up Pennell, covered up well. Back out to Aker. Aker looking for a drive on O'Neill. And as Aker looked down underneath, he thought he had a man open, Doolin, but he whistled it straight over his head. Pass was too high and too hot to handle. 24-13, Mineral Area College by 11 points. It's been a 13-2 run by Mack. We're under 10 to go here in the first half now. Wales at the head of the circle to Rafat on the right wing. Rafat enters it. This is O'Neill going to work now. O'Neill spins in the lanes. Lefty hook will not go. Rebound ripped out of the sky by Aker. Aker gives it off to his point guard, Brooks. Now it's Pinnell spotting up at the three-point arc and drilled it. Jake Pinnell, his 19th three of the year. Most makes by anybody on the Loggers team. And 24-16. The margin back down to 8 in favor of Mineral Area College. Wales slashes it in, takes it out to Rossus. Rossus' three-point shot off the backside of the iron. Aker grabs hold of the rebound. He shuttles it off to Brooks. Brooks will tippy-toe across the timeline, wants to play it in the half court here. Through the legs he goes. He's watched by Wales out on that right wing outside of the arc. Left-handed dribble finds Akers at the head of the circle now. Popping out to receive the pass on that left wing is Clayton. He drives it down to the left baseline and now finds Doolin on the left wing. Jumper won't go, and Grubb deflects it over to Rafat for the rebound. Rafat up the floor to Rossus. Rossus driving in right side. Power move to the basket and bench-pressed it right through the defense. Yahuza Rossus with 10 points, 8:40 remaining here in this first half of play, and a turnover as O'Neill strips it away. He throws it up into the forecourt for Rafat, and Rafat had another palming violation, his second one. 26-16, Mineral Area College leading it by 10 points right here. And Yahuza Rossus, who scored 33 the last time these two played, putting together another fantastic first half. He's got 10. Rossus still in the ballgame. You've got Rossus, Grubb, Wales, Wooten, and Brown, the five on the floor for Mack. Full court pressure by the Cardinals over to the right wing. It's T.J. Gaines dribbling it across the timeline. Wooten challenging him, dives on the floor, and Wooten calls a timeout while wrapping it up on the hardwood. 8:20 remaining in the first half. 26-16, Mineral Area College by 10, and we're back on the other side of this 30-second timeout right here on KREI.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
Hi, this is Julie Berghaus with Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy, and I would love to invite you to stop in our store at 806 Valley Creek Drive, next door to Dollar General, and check out what sets us apart. Friendly and helpful staff, free delivery Monday through Friday to your work or home, convenient drive-through window, competitive prices, and top quality services make us the perfect choice for you and your family. Don't wait in line any longer. Let us welcome you as a member of our pharmacy family today. Give us a call at 747-1191 or check us out online at ParklandRx.com.
26-16, a 10-point lead for Mineral Area College. 8:20 remaining in our first half of play. Mack on the road at Lincolnland here on our Parkland Health Mart pharmacy scoreboard. Parkland Health Mart committed to improving the health of their patients and positively impacting the communities they serve. Here's Brown on the right wing. Brown gets a screen from Rossus. They're trying to work the pick and roll, and instead it's Brown taking it all the way to the 10, puts it in, and headed to the free throw line. Brooks fouled him on the drive, and Darius has his first score of the game and going to the free throw line looking for that conventional three-point play. Brown, an 80% free throw shooter on the season. He does lead Mack in scoring on the year at 16.4 points per game, but he misses the free throw there. Mineral Area College on top. 28-16, the 12-point Bulls, their largest of the afternoon. Right wing, Pinnell works with it for the Loggers. Pinnell going to dribble back up to the head of the circle. Gets a little motion in the offense, has a few cutters, can't find anybody open now, just keeps his dribble eye alive out near half court. And the pass deflected by Grubb. It continued to be played by the Loggers. Clayton drives it to the middle. Ducks underneath Rossus. Can't hit the runner. Wooten grabs the rebound. Wooten with 15 rebounds in the last meeting between these two. Steve dribbling it right of the lane now. Elevates, plays it off the window. And fouled that time by Aker on his way to the basket. So this will be Steve Wooten to the free throw line. Well, Steve has hit a 2 and he's hit a 3. Now he just needs to hit a 1. And then another one. 5 points. Here early on for Wooten, averaging 12.8 on the year. And Wooten throws the first free throw hard off the back iron. An 80% free throw shooter for Mineral Area College. Mack does really have some very good free throw shooters. Strzala at 82%, Brown at 80, Wooten at 80. And then Rafat, a limited number of free throws, but he's 9 for 11 at 82%. So Mineral Area College, a pretty good free throw shooting team as Wooten punches that one through. And now he has 6 in the lead is 13, 29 to 16, 7:20 remaining in the first half. Pennell on the left corner. His three-pointer goes down. Jake Pennell has two triples, and he's got 10 points in the first half. Pennell scored 10 the last time these two met. He was second on the team in scoring in that previous meeting. He averages 12 on the season, so he's having a very nice first half as Wooten gets a high-low look from Rosas that time, and Wooten was cutting from the right to the left side of the lane, put it in his right hand, and then flipped it over his head, behind his head, off the window and in, the reverse layup with the right hand, moving to his left. Pennell in the right corner. He was going to be open for a moment, but he fumbled with the basketball, and Grubb had time to close out on him. 31-19, Mack leads, 6:44 remaining in the first half. Sales has the basketball in the right corner to Doolin at the free throw line. He works to May, who steps inside of the three-point arc, can't hit the shot, and the rebound is tapped out off of Doolin and back to Mineral Area College. Mack scored 111 points in the previous meeting between these two teams. It was their third highest output. They've scored 116 twice, so their third highest output of the season. But they're not on pace for that right now anyway, as Wales drives and then just throws it out of bounds. Wales has kind of had a tough go of it here in this first half. He's palmed it twice, and that time he just chucks it out of bounds with no one there. 6:18 remaining in the first half, 31-19. Mack leads by 12, but the Loggers hanging in much better than they did in the first meeting when they got down 29-9, 12 minutes in. O'Neal going to check back in next dead ball. Gabe put it some good minutes together in his first appearance in this game. Clayton dribbling it over to the left wing, throws it down to Pennell in the left corner. Pennell guarded by Grubb, looking for a drive here, and tries to. Grubb staves all over him, but a Pennell shoots it right over the top of him and drains it from 16 feet. Tremendous shot by Jake Pennell out of Williamsville, Illinois, a sophomore. Grubb played great defense on him that time. Pennell just beat him with better offense. 31-21, Mineral Area College by 10. Grubb now looking for the drive on Pennell. He spins around him and lays it in. The 360 move by Jared Grubb. A tremendous move by Grubb, and he's going to the free throw line looking for the conventional three-point play. Cackleries and O'Neal in. Let's set the lineup. Cackleries, O'Neal. Grubb stays along with Wooten and Brown. And Jared Grubb, a 68% free throw shooter on the year. Trying for the three-point play. He's got it. 5 points for Grubb. Averages 4.5 on the season. Grubb scored 10, though, in the previous meeting here with Lincoln Land. And now Pennell's got it on a baseball pass. He drives the baseline and then lays it in with the left hand on the reverse layup. Pennell with 14 first-half points. Mack has not had an answer for this guy. 34-23, Mineral Area College leads it by 11. O'Neal at the right elbow, swings it out to Cackleries on the right wing. Cackleries back to Wooten, triple in the air. Connects! Steve Wooten's got 11 points. And Mack with its largest lead now at 37-23. 5:05 remaining in the first half. Good looking shot by Steve Wooten right there. Hit another one nylon on that one. Pump fake Pennell. Now drives in, off the window, couldn't hit the shot. Backside rebound, Cackleries. Cackleries in the backcourt, fires it up ahead. Grubb crosses the timeline. Grubb behind the back once and twice, looking for his drive. Works it back out to Cackleries between the circles. David holding it in his right hand. Goes to O'Neal, head of the circle. O'Neal now to Wooten. Wooten swings it over to the left wing. Cackleries works with it outside of the arc. He enters it down underneath to Wooten. Wooten drives in. Off-balance jumper, got it to go. And Steve's got 13 points. Hit the three just moments ago. Add that two, and 39-23. Mineral Area College leads it by 16. As Mack picks it off, Grubb stole it. But as he threw it across the timeline, he turned it over, and Clayton picks it off. Clayton throws it up ahead, and a drive by C.J. May. He's fouled by Brown. That'll be the first foul on Darius Brown. You know, Mineral Area College got up big in that first meeting with the Loggers, and the Loggers kind of got their dauber down, and Mack kind of had their way, but tell you what, the Loggers continue to play hard in the first half of this one. 39-23, timeout on the floor, 4:15 remaining in this first half. Our timeout brought to us by Patsy's Furniture, and we're back in 30 seconds right here on Supertalk 800.
Are you tired of calling your mortgage lender and not being able to talk to anyone, or you're transferred over and over again? Skip the hassle and refinance with Bloomsdale Bank. Call today and speak with one of their expert loan officers. Have a personalized borrowing experience and rest easy knowing your loan will be serviced locally when you borrow with Bloomsdale Bank. Visit their website,
or visit any of their five locations in Herculaneum, Crystal City, Bloomsdale, or St. Genevieve. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Everybody's going home, pool and spa.
Imagine slipping into your own spa at the end of a long day. Soothing, relaxing, refreshing. This can be your life. We can help. I'm Angie DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas. We have new inventory of spas, starting from two-person all the way up to family size. One that will fit in the corner of your patio to larger models that can be used indoors or out. Home Pools and Spas on the Outer Service Road just south of the Ludington exit.
39-23, Mineral Area College by 16 points. Our timeout brought to you by Patsy's Furniture. You'll love to shop at Patsy's, St. Joe Drive in Park Hills. It's Lincoln Land basketball. They'll put it in play right of the bucket along the baseline. And Clayton going down to do the honors, Logan Clayton. He'll have two guys at the elbows, one at the point, one at the corner. The far corner, that's Pennell, who has 14 first half points. And the shot is up off the inbound by Sales, but he missed it. Cackleby's now down the floor, fires to Grubb, back to David, left wing. David looks for the skip, not available, enters it. Here's O'Neal now. O'Neal attacks down the middle, turns and storms the basket and jams it in. Gabe O'Neal with half a dozen. Good work by O'Neal to get his work done early. Had his man on his hip, and as soon as Cackleby's found him, O'Neal had the open lane to the basket for the jam. 41-23, Mineral Area College by 18 points. Pennell picks the dribble up at the right elbow. Dribble weave handoff. May comes over to get it. He's hounded. Double teamed. And he'll throw it away down to the left corner. The ball off of Wooten's hands, though. Out of bounds. And Lincoln Land will have it back. 41-23 our score. An 18-point advantage for Mack. 3:35 remaining in our first half of play. The Loggers going to put it in play in the left corner. Clayton steps out to do that. Cackleries guarding him. They say that Cackleries was either too close to the baseline or stepped actually into the baseline. That's called a delay game. The first time you do it, it's just a warning. The second time, they assess a technical foul. So David will heed the warning, and they'll give it right back to Clayton to try it all again. Clayton gets it into Pennell. Pennell, quick trigger on a three and pumped in another one. Jake Pennell has three triples. He's got 17 first half points. He's got 17 out of his team's 26. 41-26. Max still leading it by 15. Head of the circle is Brown. Now they swing it to O'Neal. O'Neal in a double team here, but O'Neal works his way to the goal and hooks it in. O'Neal got to the other side of the goal. Looked like he was off balance for a moment, but he regains the balance and then pumped it in again. Gabe has 8 points. He's got three lefty hooks and then another drop step to his credit. And 43-26, Mack leads with under three to play in the first half. Pennell driving it on Grubb. Grubb stays in front, tries to knife it away, can't quite do it. Pennell to the free throw line. That's for Doolin. Turnaround jumper won't fall. Wooten climbs high for the rebound. And now Steve comes out of the pack with the basketball. Left wing Cackleries throws it back to Grubb. Back to David now. David driving the baseline, spins a 360. Works it to Brown to the right corner. Wooten, triple in the air, missed it. Nice ball movement by Mack right there. Shot just didn't fall. And here's May grabbing the rebound and dribbles it across the half-court stripe by himself. Grubb trying to work his way around Pennell for the foul, or for the steal that time, but he fouled him. Pennell had positioned himself and had come toward the basketball just enough, or they whistled Grubb for the foul. 43-26, it's Mack leading it by 17. Largest lead has been 18. Akers gets it deep, and Mineral Area College just blew a defensive assignment right there, and Benji Aker gets the easy bucket off the inbounds. Only guy back that was close was the 6-1 Cackleries, and Aker, a big 6-5, went right to the hole over the top of David. David has it on the left wing now on the offensive set, and now flips it to O'Neal. He'll try a three, misses that one. Wooten has the rebound, can't finish. Still battling for the rebound, has it, fires it up again and gets it to go. Steve Wooten with 15 first half points. Wooten and Rossis with 25. So they've got over half the team's points. They've got 25 of the 45 for Mack. Wooten comes and gambles for the steal, can't do it. Aker cuts him off, but Steve regains his defensive position, and now Pennell's outside of the arc, finally misses one. Wooten rises high for the rebound. Wooten did a tremendous job on the boards in this game, and he's working on a double-double. Doesn't have it yet. Brown comes down and fires it from downtown. Darius with five. and 48-28. Mineral Area College leads by 20 for the first time today. Loose ball in the backcourt, picked up by Clayton. Brown tries to slap it away, and a 10-second violation by the Loggers. The officials are going to come together and discuss it, but it appeared that the Loggers never did make it past half court. But now they're going to discuss this, and perhaps one of the officials felt like the ball did come across the half-court stripe. Anyway, our timeout brought to you by Patsy's Furniture. You'll love to shop at Patsy's St. Joe Drive in Park Hills. 1 minute and 10 seconds remaining here in this first half. Chuck Shanklin and Luke Strage talking. Luke said, did you guys make it across half-court? Chuck says, yeah, we did. And that's the way the officials will rule it as well. It was interesting that official that actually called the 10-second violation was all the way down on the baseline. The ones that were near the half-court stripe did not call it, but they overruled him. Pennell backs it out between the circles. Pennell's been red hot in this first half, scoring 17. He's got three triples, and now he shoots it from 27 feet, and he missed it. Doolin rises high for the rebound, sends it back outside. Brooks tries the triple, misses that one, and Cackery secures it for Mack with 45 seconds left in the first half. Here's Brown now, right wing three. Yes, sir! Darius Brown, bang, bang. He's got two threes. 8 points for Darius. And Mineral Area College on the rail by 23, 51-28. 28 seconds remaining in the first half. Doolin drives. Grubb slaps it away from him. Loose ball taken by Pennell. He drives the right baseline. Right back to Doolin, who lays it in. 6 points for DJ Doolin. Good two-man game right there. 51-30, Mineral Area College by 21 points, 13 seconds remaining in the first half. Cackleries brings it across the timeline with 9. Through the legs, he goes with 8. David, a bouncer to O'Neal with 5, throws to the left corner. Grubb, a three-pointer with 3 seconds remaining in the first half, can't hit it. Doolin has the rebound, and Mineral Area College will go to the locker room with a 21-point advantage. It's Mac 51 and the homestanding Lincoln Land Loggers 30. Coming up next, it's your Midwest Sports Center halftime show. Right here on SuperTalk 800, KREI.
Can you believe how fast 2018 flew by? It had the speed of a bad boy mower, moving on and mowing things down. Hi, it's Hannah. My dad Greg, mom Christy, brother Hunter, myself, and the entire staff at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment want to thank you for your business in 2018. Thanks to you, Kohl's Tractor and Equipment is one of the top dealers for LS tractors and bad boy mowers, not just in Missouri, but in the nation. Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, LS tractors, and bad boy mowers offer you the best quality brands at the best prices. We want you to walk away knowing you have the best for the best price, and that will continue on in 2019 and beyond, because Kohl's Tractor and Equipment isn't just another big box store that's here today and gone tomorrow. Kohl's Tractor and Equipment is a locally owned family business. We do business in the communities we serve and we live, work, and play here too. Kohl's Tractor and Equipment thanks you and looks forward to serving you in 2019. Don't forget to visit Kohl's Tractor and Equipment on Facebook. Mow with an attitude and lead the herd. Don't just follow it.
JR is on the line from Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67 in Farmington. JR, folks shouldn't let the dead of winter get them down. They can have plenty of fun at Midwest Sports Center, can't they?
They sure can. I've got all kinds of fun stuff for the wintertime. We can also put snow plows and cab systems on machines so you can be warm and plow snow.
Hey, JR, what are your hours?
Monday through Friday is 9 to 6. Saturday is 9 to 5.
And what's the phone number?
Phone number here is 573-756-7975. Just ask for JR.
Stop by and see JR today at Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67, Farmington.
For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation, Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Lettington, and online at Fliggs.com. For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation, Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Lettington, and online at Fliggs.com.
Center halftime show. The Mineral Area College Cardinals leading on the road at Lincoln Land, 51-30. Let's go through the scoring in this one, and we'll take a look at some of the other numbers as we push along as well. For the Lincoln Land Loggers, they get 4 points from Benji Aker. Jordan Brooks scores three. DJ Doolin has six. Doolin playing just in his second game of the year, scored 17 and had 10 rebounds last game. And then Jake Pennell has just been on fire for the Loggers. He has scored 17 first half points. This guy averages 12 per game on the year. The Mineral Area College Cardinals are led by Steve Wooten with 15, and Yehuza Rossis has 10. Two gentlemen that start down on the post for Mack with 25 between the two of them. Darius Brown with a couple of triples, and he has 8. Jared Grubb with 5. And Gabe O'Neill scored 8. Anthony Wales with 3. And Tarek Rafat with a pair. So that's how the scoring went. Mineral Area College was led by as many as 23 points. And then they lead here at the half by 21. We'll check out a few of the other numbers in our first half when we return on your Midwest Sports Center halftime show right here on KREI.
From mailboxing to packing, the UPS Store does everything for small business, including printing. Because running your own business means you're also in charge of marketing and promoting. And our printing experts can help with professional business carding, menuing, postering, all the things to get people, well, buzzing. The UPS Store. Every ink for small business. And, of course, shipping.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza. Come see us for all your printing, shipping, and packaging needs.
Family, health, home. Comtree Comprehensive Health Center offers complete care to you and your family through primary care, dental care, and behavioral health services.
Be mentally ready every day, proud of your smile, and stay physically healthy for years to come.
We invite you to join the Comtree family tree. Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org to schedule an appointment.
Welcome to our family tree.
Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate, serving the area since 1965.
The Hagen team are professional members of the National Association of Realtors and live by a strict code of ethics. Our first obligation is to you, our client. We provide knowledge, guidance, and update experiences focusing on the issues that's most important to you. For your real estate agent, please contact Glenn Hagen and Mary Hagen for your buying or selling experience today.
Contact Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate at coldwellbankerholsey.com and follow us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal. Lucas Smith Chrysler. No Bull.
Have you ever misplaced your debit card and worried while you try to find it? Hi, Paul Hale here at New Era Bank, and our new app offers SecureSwipe. SecureSwipe allows you to turn your debit card on or off from the convenience of your cell phone. While your card is off, you have the safety of knowing that no one can access your account from your debit card. Download our new app today and get this and many other new features. Call or visit any of our locations to get more information or visit our website at www.newerabank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
Mineral Area College by 10. Grubb now looking for the drive on Pennell. He spins around him and lays it in. The 360 move by Jared Grubb. A tremendous move. Well, it's a good play by Grubb. He did. He put him in the spin cycle right there, laid it in, went to the line, and in fact got a three-point play out of the deal right there. That's our first half. Gilster Mary Lee play of the game. Gilster Mary Lee hiring Class A CDL drivers and graduates. Benefits and bonuses, call Mike Welker at 1-800-851-5371 right here on our Midwest Sports Center halftime show. Let's take a look at some of the other numbers now. Went through the individual scoring figures for you. Let's take a look at some of the other superlatives here in the first half. Look at shooting, turnovers, rebounds as well on our Bloomsdale Bank stat sheet. Bloomsdale Bank, connected to their customers since 1914 in Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, St. Genevieve, and Crystal City. Mineral Area College shooting scorching hot. Mack comes into the ball game in the top 12 in the country in field goal percentage at 52%. That's going up probably after today. Mack made 22 of their 32 first half shots, shooting nearly 69%. Mack shoots just under 37% from three on the year, but today in the first half, 5 for 11, 45.5%. Anthony Wales was 1 for 1 from outside of the arc. Steve Wooten was 2 for 3. Darius Brown was 2 for 2. And from the free throw line, well, only 4 shots, and Mack made 2 of those. Mineral Area College dominating in the rebound department, 18 rebounds for Mack and just 10 for the Loggers. And Steve Wooten, as we told you in the first half, working on a double-double. He already has 15 points, and he has 7 rebounds. That'd be a great line for anybody for a complete game. Mack is led by David Calcalries in the assist department with 3 there, and perhaps a few too many turnovers for Coach Strege's liking, with 9 total turnovers in the first half. And in fact, as I look at this stat sheet, I think they may have even missed 1 or 2 of the Mack turnovers. For the Lincoln Land Loggers, they are led in rebounding by Benji Aker. He has 3. They are led in assists by Logan Clayton with 3, and 10 total turnovers for the Loggers here in the first half. Lincoln Land 2-14 on the season, but their 2 wins have come in their last 2 ball games, with wins over McMurray College and also Hannibal LaGrange. We thank you so much for joining us on AM 800 KREI this afternoon on this Martin Luther King Jr. Monday, and listening online as well at MIMOinfo.com, our online version of our broadcast brought to you by Cole's Tractor and Equipment. Cole's Tractor and Equipment in Farmington, home of the Bad Boy Mower and LS Tractors. Mow with an attitude. Cole's Tractor and Equipment, Highway 32, Farmington. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd. Coming up next for Mack, they actually will continue to stay outside of Division I Region 16 play, as they will be playing St. Louis. Now, St. Louis is in Region 16, but they're a Division II ball club. Mack actually split with the Archers last year. St. Louis 7-8 this year will come into the Bob Sechrist Fieldhouse. Mack will play them in men's action, but before they do that, they will play them in women's action coming up on Wednesday. The State Fair, or rather the St. Louis ladies, doing a pretty nice job, ranked 12th in the country in Division II and 13-4 on the year. But the Archers did lose to Jeffco, a team that the Mineral Area College ladies were able to handle. So our score at the break, 51-30. Mineral Area College really with no trouble on the road here. They led 52-17 at home at half over this team, but still leading in dominant fashion here on the road, 51-30. The only difference probably in this game is the hot hand of Jake Pennell for the Loggers. Guy has pumped in 17 points here in the first half. 3 threes, yes, but he's shown a very good all-around game as well. Your second half of action is coming up next, 51-30 on our Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard, and we'll have your second half on the other side of this timeout right here on AM 800 KREI.
Here's your Toyota Reliable Forecast. It feels like great value with extremely high quality. Brace for adventure in the sporty RAV4 and enjoy flurries of family fun in the roomy Highlander. You'll stay protected from harsh conditions because both SUVs come with advanced safety features standard. We're also seeing a surge of power from the legendary 4Runner with plenty of traction for peace of mind in unpredictable winter weather. And every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care, our no-cost maintenance plan with roadside assistance. With a Toyota SUV, conditions are always ideal. Visit your local Toyota dealer or buyatoyota.com to learn more. Toyota, let's go places.
Covers normal factory schedule service for 2 years or 25,000 miles, whichever comes first. See Toyota dealer for details and exclusions. Valid only in the continental U.S. and Alaska.
See Twin City Toyota, I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit. Don't think twice, think Twin City.
That gives so many chances to win.
No way.
Even at work.
I love it already.
It's time for another $1,000 holla, your chance to win $1,000 by submitting this keyword online at MIMOinfo.com. The keyword this hour is brought to you by Timberline Professional Tree Care. Go to SDLTreeCare.com for more information. The keyword this hour is popcorn, P-O-P-C-O-R-N, popcorn. Submitted online at MIMOinfo.com. That's MIMOinfo.com.
Make it a great family night at Applebee's Bar and Grill. Hi, this is Amy Cousins, General Manager of Applebee's in Farmington. Start out with a couple of appetizers, have the kids choose from the kids menu, and then for yourself, how about something from the all-you-can-eat menu, like double crunch shrimp, famous Applebee's riblets, or chicken tenders, all served with our signature coleslaw and endless fries. Go to Applebee's.com to get specific times for happy hour and half-price appetizers, doing good in the neighborhood at Applebee's Bar and Grill in Farmington.
Whether you're looking to win, beat a time, or simply cross the finish line, the Jefferson County Wise Indoor Triathlon is the perfect fit. On Sunday, February 24th, all fitness levels can participate in the triathlon, which consists of a 400-meter swim in the Wise Indoor Pool, a 10-mile bike on a facility cycling bike, and a 3-mile run on a treadmill. The Wise Indoor Triathlon is an opportunity to experience a unique challenge, whether that be by yourself or a team of three. For more information or to register, call 636-931-9622 or stop by the Jefferson County YMCA.
I want to thank the folks here at Lincoln Land for their hospitality today. They had two ball games actually today. Their ladies were a winner over Greenville in their first game here today. They are not quite as fortunate here in this one though, as the Mineral Area College men are on top 51-30 here at the break. As we push along here this afternoon, we'll be looking for our Gilster Mary Lee play of the game in our Applebee's Bar and Grill of Farmington player of the game. Mineral Area College leads as we continue, or as we get ready to start the second half, 51-30. Cackleries, Brown, Strazala, Rossus, and Wooten, the five on the floor to start the second half. Wooten leading Mack with 15 points and 7 rebounds for the Loggers. Looks like they'll put the same five on the floor of the Acrebrooks, Clayton Gaines, and hot shooting Pennell in this one. Here's Cackleries now as Mack has the basketball, pushing from our right to our left as we start the second half of play. Cackleries is quickly fouled by Logan Clayton, who picked up his first personal. Mack in their road reds and Lincoln Land in their home grays. Check out the uniform brought to you by Serenity Hospice. Peace of mind when it matters most. Mack basketball, Strazala right in front of his own bench. Two-handed chest pass into the backcourt. Cackleries tracks it down. We'll try it all again. Cackleries at the head of the circle, picks up a screen from Rossus once and twice. Yahuza dives toward the goal, can't hit him on the pass right there. They'll lob it, though, over the top of the defense right after that. And then good backside help on the defense by T.J. Gaines, who came from the opposite side of the lane and punched it away out of bounds. 19-38 remaining in the second half, and 51-30 Mack basketball. Cackleries to put it in play in the left corner. Fires it into Wooten. Ross is calling for it. Yahuza has it in the middle of the lane. Works it over to the right wing, Strazala. Give and go now down underneath. And Yahuza dives to the goal once again and scores it. He's got 12. The Loggers just haven't had an answer for that. And on the inbound, it's stolen away by Wooten. Can't hit the runner, but he grabs the rebound and puts it back in. So he wants to pad those rebounding stats apparently now. 17 points and 8 rebounds for Steve Wooten. Wooten with 22-15 the last time these two played. He's working on another double-double just inside of the arc in transition. Clayton misses it. I thought Mack was going to have the rebound, but instead it's Clayton once again off a pass from Pennell, who then backs up into the left corner, misses the three-pointer there. Battle for the rebound. This one's won by the Loggers and finished by Benji Aker. Aker got at the right low block and fired it off the window for two. Cackleries fires to Strazala, gets it right back. Now he'll call out the play. Yahuza's on the left elbow. Cackleries gives it up. Now jumps high on the lob and finishes the play. Cackleries didn't quite dunk it that time, but a nifty-looking play as he gave it up at the top to the left wing Strazala, who threw it over the top of the defense. Cackleries, with the benefit of the screen, jumps up and puts it off the window for two. Nice play for Cackleries. He gets his steps right, and he dunks that one down. Clayton misses the jumper on the other end, and here's Mack in the half court. Brown on the right wing. Stop and go drive. Gets down to the right baseline. Forces his way inside and fouled on the drive. So he'll go to the free throw line. That whistle going on Benji Aker. Second personal on Aker. That'll send Brown to the free throw line. Darius with 8 first half points. He was 2 for 2 outside of the 3-point arc. Brown, though, is 0-for-1 from the foul line. And now make it 0-for-2. Darius, an 80% free throw shooter coming into the ballgame. Mass substitutions by Chuck Shanklin. Now Blake Murphy will come on the floor for the first time. DJ Doolin is back in the ballgame along with CJ May and Tyler Sales. He is his first half, or his first second half action as well. Pinnell will stay on the floor. And Brown hits the free throw, so as he tickles the twine, he gets points number 9. 57-32. It's Mack by 25 points, their largest lead of the game. Now make it 26 points game, as that one was scored by, didn't see who scored that one for, and that time it was Doolin. Thank you very much. A little help from the folks there at Lincoln Land. Doolin was down low behind one of the Mineral Area College defenders and couldn't tell who scored it right there. That was Doolin. And he gets it the other way, and Doolin scores it again. So back-to-back buckets for Doolin. And Doolin making the most of his limited playing opportunities so far this year. He's played in just 2 games, the last game and this game, and in double figures in both, as Doolin scored 17 in his first game, which was the last game, and now he's got 10. Rossis stumbles, nearly traveled, throws over to the right wing, Cackleries, now right back to Yehuza, down underneath, who elevates and misses the shot, but grabs his own rebound and whistles it over to the left corner. Wooten tries the triple, misses that one, and Doolin has the rebounds. So Lincoln Land, I think, playing tougher physically and mentally than they did in the first meeting. That just delivered the knockout blow so soon in that game at the Bob Sechrest Fieldhouse. They were up 29-9 and just kind of took all the air out of the Loggers, but the Loggers playing much tougher basketball and much more determined basketball here as Sales grabs the miss from Pinnell and punches it off the window for his first deuce. 58-38, Mineral Area College leads it now by 20 points. Mack won that first meeting by 71. 11-41. Cackleries driving the baseline, fires to Brown on the right wing. Brown looks for the drive, runs into Doolin, no call. Doolin hits the floor, but Brown finishes the play down the left side of the lane, and now he's got 11. 60-38. Mack on top. CJ May strides it across the timeline. Cackleries watches him there. May looking for the drive, now throws the backhand bounce pass to Pinnell, and Pinnell goes strong to the rim where he is fouled by Rossis. It was Rossis and Brown both right there meeting Pinnell at the rim, and it was Rossis who got tagged for the foul, his first personal. To the free throw line goes Jake Pinnell. He scored 17 in the first half, now make it 18 as he sinks that one. Pinnell is a 74% foul shooter. He got those 17 points without the benefit of even shooting a free throw in the first half. He just shot lights out from the field, and now after his second free throw misses. The rebound is taken by Sales, who shovels it over to Doolin, who puts it in. So the Loggers get a 3-point trip right there. Strazala dribbles it down to the left corner. Mack by 19. Fires it back out front to Cackleries. Cackleries over to the right wing, Brown. Now he darts down the middle of the lane. Does Cackleries looking for the pass? Not available, though. The defense closed out on him. Strazala has it in the left corner, now drives to the middle, and he has this one stolen away by Doolin. Doolin leading a 3-on-2, pitches it to Sales. Oh, he missed the layup on the left side, and Brown is there for the rebounds. Brown driving into the free throw line, throws to the left corner, a 3-4 Strazala, misses that one, battle for the rebound, and it's tapped back over to Pinnell. So Pinnell grabs the rebound. Pinnell with a great scoring first half. Didn't actually have a first half rebound, though. And now 60-41. It's Mack by 19. At the free throw line, Doolin looks high-low and a wide-open Tyler Sales. Coach Strege didn't like that at all. He calls for a timeout. 15:02 remaining in the second half. 60-43. It's Mack by 17 as we take a minute right here on Supertalk 800.
Are you or a loved one facing the thought of having to move into a nursing home because you're no longer able to care for yourself or your loved one at home? Consult with Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve before you do anything. They provide in-home care to seniors and the disabled to keep them in the comfort and familiarity of their own home. So give them a call at 573-883-8997 to set up an appointment or visit them at 1010 St. Genevieve Drive, Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve, serving you and yours since 2002.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
Timeout brought to you by Patsy's Furniture. You'll love to shop at Patsy's, St. Joe Drive in Park Hills. Well, Mac had their largest lead at 58-32 a few minutes ago. They were up 26. They're now only up 17, an 11-2 run by Lincolnland before the timeout by Coach Strege there. 60-43 the score, 15-02 remaining here in the second half. And full court pressure by Lincolnland. Lincolnland never did that in the first half. Maybe a double back violation, and Mack turns it over as Cackleries throws it right to Doolin, who then lays it up with the left hand. Doolin's got 14 points, and it's now a 13-2 run by Lincolnland, making it a 15-point game, 60-45, 14-35. Remaining here in our second half of play, a whistle against Tyler Sales as Mineral Area College brings it down the floor. Jared Grubb checking into the ball game. And here comes Anthony Wales coming in as well. Cackleries will rest. And I think Mac has, do they have five guys? Yeah, they've got Grubb, Rossus, Brown, Wales, and Wooten, the five on the floor. 60-45, Mac by 15 points. And Wales plays to Rossus, left elbow. Rossus looking for a backhanded bounce pass. Way too much traffic, though. There were three defenders between that pass and its intended target, and C.J. May rips it off. A 13-2 run here by Lincolnland. Head of the circle is May. May's guarded by Wales. Now this is Pennell. Pennell watched by Brown. Pennell's had a tremendous ball game with 18 points. Right wing three, pump it in. Tyler Sales. Only his 10th made three of the year, and the run continues for Lincolnland. A 16-2 run for Lincolnland, and a 28-point game now is down to 12. Mineral Area College on top, 60-48. Left corner Wales, top of the key. Here's Grubb, pump fake on a three. Now he'll take it and miss it. Rossus trying for the rebound, tracks it down, goes to the right corner, Brown. Brown drives, underhanded pass. Rossus gets the score. Good work by Wooten, but Ross has kept it alive with the hustle play. And then Wooten, the drive, the draw, and the dish underneath to Yehuza. Yehuza with 14 points. Wooten leads the way with 17 for Mag. Game high honors go to Pennell with 18. That's from our Bloomsdale stat sheet now. Jump stop, left low block. Count the shot that time for Sales. Sales hit a three-pointer last time down, and now he's going for the three-point play on the foul by Rossus. So Sales has 9 points, looking for point number 10, and he could make this an 11-point game. 62-50, Mac on top by 11. Tyler Sales, 6'7", freshman from Pattonville, Illinois. 9 points for him, he averages 6.8. Sales, this time just clips the front of the iron and misses the shot. 62-50, Mac leads here. Left wing, Brown enters it. This is O'Neal, and they're going to whistle a Mac player. They're going with some Gabe for a clearing out foul. I don't know. I do know they called it. I just don't know if I agree with it. 62-50. Mac by 12. Mineral Area College was on top by 26 points at 58-32. Just a few minutes into the second half. But a big run here by Lincolnland has made this a game again. 62-50. Mac leads just under 13 to go. Here's Pennell at the top of the key. Brown guards him. Pennell trying to get around Brown. Good job by Darius to move the feet. Staying right with him, keeping his man in front. And now to the right wing, another three thrown up there by Sales. He misses this one. Darius dives out of bounds, saves it back into Grubb. who then is falling out of bounds and saves it back into Wooten. And Wooten drives it on Doolin. Doolin doesn't have enough foot speed that time to keep up with Steve and fouled him on the drive. Doolin has his second personal. Oh, mercy. Chuck Shanklin just gets whistled for a technical foul. He felt that when Mineral Area College saved the basketball. As I described to you earlier along that baseline, he felt that the Mineral Area College player was stepping on the baseline. So he was barking at the officials over that. Gets the technical foul. So this will be Steve Wooten at the free throw line, an 80% foul shooter. He hits the first, and he has 18 points, and Wooten is working on a 20-10 ball game, or perhaps even better than that. He's got 18-9 right now. Now make it 19 points and 9 rebounds. And Wooten now with game high honors as he has eclipsed Jake Pennell for the Loggers. 64-50, a 14-point advantage for Mack, and with the Loggers going on that big run to get back in the ball game, certainly something that Mineral Area College could use right there, a couple of free points in the basketball. 12:34 remaining in the second half. Mack 64 and Lincoln Land 50. Mineral Area College beat them just 2 weeks ago, 111-41. Here's a drive by Brown, slashes all the way in, scoops it, scores it. Darius Brown on the low high look from Gabe O'Neill. Darius has 13 and headed to the free throw line. The whistle goes on TJ Gaines, and this could be a 5-point possession for Mineral Area College. Matt got the two free throws, and now perhaps a 3-point play for Darius Brown. Round to the stripe, the lefty puts it in that left mitt and flips it up and in. So a 3-point play for Brown and a 5-point trip for Mack, 67-50. A 5-point trip for the Cardinals, and 12-17 remaining in our second half of play. And now an offensive foul whistled against the Loggers. So, boy, all of a sudden everything going against the Loggers. And this one goes on DJ Doolin, his third. Doolin was putting together a very nice performance today with 14. 67-50. Nice to see the Mineral Area College kids just continuing to play through this. Here's Grubb on the left wing. Grubb drives it down the middle, stops, looks to back it out, now swings it back out to Brown on the right wing. And in between the circles, he goes to Wales. Wales pivots, finds O'Neill on the left wing. O'Neill will step back behind the three-point arc, now skips it over the top. Wales lost it out of bounds. The pass was high from O'Neill. Seemed like Wales may have had a shot to keep it in bounds. It was a difficult catch. 11:51 remaining in the second half, 67-50. Mineral Area College by 17 points. Lincoln Land got as close as 12 at 62-50. And then the 5-point trip by Mack, including the technical foul. And now here's a blocking foul whistled on Brown as he's trying to stay in front of C.J. May. So that's the second one on Darius Brown. And this thing, boy, is just ground to a halt after the technical foul. Three other personal foul calls. Whew. 67-50, Mack by 17. 11:39 remaining in the second half. They throw it into Doolin. Doolin swings it high. Back up to Sales. Sales in the right elbow, down to the right corner. Makes the pass to Gaines, and now they work it back out to half court to May with 8 on the shot clock. May trying to drive it on. O'Neill loses the dribble, picked up by Grubb. Grubb's got a 3-on-3. Looks to the right corner, and a drive by Brown, but he stepped on the sideline. Mack turns it over again. 10 first-half turnovers for Mack, and 14 now in the ball game. Mineral Area College averaging only 12 turnovers per game. 12.7 to be precise. 11:19 remaining in the second half. 67-50 is the score. Lincoln Land basketball. Clayton between the circles now. Wales watching him there. Clayton left hand, right hand. Has a man dueling open to the left side. Couldn't get there in time. And now to Sales. Plays it down to the right quarter. Pennell. Pennell had 17 in the first half. Only 1 point here in the second half. But he tries the triple here. And it remains hot. Pennell drills the three. He's got 21 points, and he has now hit 4 threes on the afternoon. Thanks for joining us on KREI. Farmington, Doolin closes out on the passing lane and grabs a piece of the basketball before it deflects off of Yehuza Rossis and out of bounds. And the Loggers have trimmed the lead to 14, 67-53, 10:44 remaining in the second half. Clayton puts the ball into Sales, gets it right back. Middle Rail Area College playing the half-court man-to-man defense right here. Clayton bounces it to the head of the circle to Pennell, and Grubb jumps up and slaps him on the hand. Third foul on Jared Grubb. 10:31 remaining in the second half. The Loggers 2-14. Their two losses, or their two wins, though, have come in their last two ball games. They put it in the forecourt to Doolin. Thought Pennell traveled with it as he got it. No call. And now to the free throw line. A driving attempt by Gaines. Misses that one. Tries to tap it up and in. Couldn't do it. Third try. And that one's tapped out by O'Neal for Mack. So the Loggers with the basketball. Tarek Rafat checking in the ballgame for Brown. 10:19 remaining in the second half. 67-53. Middle Larry College leads. Max scored 111 points against this team about 10 days ago. Rafat with good defense off the inbound. Slaps it away and grabs it. Now he comes up the floor, goes behind his back, stops and fires from three. Missed it. Rossis dives over a couple of Loggers to grab the rebound, but lost it as he was falling down. And now Clayton pushes it the other way. Pennell, a transition three, missed it short. Rossis grabs the rebound. Yahuza comes across the timeline, puts on the brakes, and fires it over to right in the middle of the floor to Rafat, who now drives down the right side of the lane, spins and scoops it in. Tarek Rafat with a beautiful 360 move, similar to the one that we saw by Grubb in the first half, to put it off the window for two. Free throw line jumper, a 15-footer, missed that time by Gaines. And Rossis has the rebound. Now Wales is on the run. Leaves it for Rossis, the trailer. Rossis didn't get it clean the first time. Now grabs it, throws it off the window, missed it. Battle for the rebound is won by Lincolnland. And Clayton drives it the other way, but he goes out of control, spins, and just kind of throws it up over his head and missed it. Grubb underneath to Rossis. Yahuza, wraparound shot. Oh, he hit it, but they say that he traveled before he shoots it up and in. 9:13 remaining in the second half. 69-53. It's Mack by 16 points. Checking in for the Loggers is Benji Aker. Some good minutes for Tyler Sales. Sales with 9 points all in the second half. As he gets a rest. Clayton runs the point. Watched by Wales. Clayton over to the right wing. That's for Brooks. Brooks with a dribble in his left hand. And O'Neal watches him there. And now Chuck Shanklin picks up his second technical foul of the ball game, so that may be it for him. He was fully out on the floor arguing something. So that could be it for Coach. Chuck Shanklin. Yep, that is the second technical foul on Chuck Shanklin, so that means an ejection for him. And his assistant coaches, Ty Johnson, Steve Heron, Nick Patton, and Ben Kramer. I'm not sure who will be the guy that will take over right here. Be one of those four gentlemen as Grubb goes to the free throw line here. So Jared Grubb to the stripe will shoot the free throws. And this thing now coming to a halt as we take a timeout for our free throws right here. Brought to us by Caldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. They moved this town online at CaldwellBankerHolsey.com. As Chuck Shanklin makes his way off the floor, Luke Strege with a handshake to the opposing head coach. And here's Grubb at the free throw line with two shots. He hits the first. We'll certainly credit Chuck Shanklin for his job today. His team's certainly playing a lot more tenacious than what we saw at the Bob Sechrest Fieldhouse on January 9th. Grubb hits both free throws, and now Cackle-Reese will check in for Wales. And the Loggers have the basketball. Looks like Ty Johnson is taking over for Chuck Shanklin. And 71-53, Middle Area College leads by 18 points. Down to the right corner, Aker. Aker dribbles it up to the head of the circle to the left wing. Brooks drives with seven on the shot clock. And the basketball is slapped away. Now it's taken back by Pennell, who launches a 25-foot off-balance three at the end of the shot clock, rattles it in and out. Up the floor, Mack has it back. O'Neal in the right corner. They'll push the basketball cap back out but to the between the circles for Cackleries. Cackleries fires it down along the baseline. That's where it used. Arosas slides inside and banks it in. Arosas with 16 points. And 73-53. Mineral Area College has now pushed that lead back to 20. Head of the circle, Pennell. And a foul now down underneath as Grubb was holding on to Doolin. And Jerry Grubb with his third personal foul. I thought he had three earlier, but that is his third right there. Lincoln Land basketball right at the bucket along the baseline. They put it into Pennell, who pumps in another three. He's got 24 points in this ball game and five threes for Jake Pennell. 73-56, Mack by 17. Back cut, Rosses couldn't find him there. Back out, Cackleries. Cackleries looks to play it inside. Doolin works his way over the top of Rosses, slaps it away and steals it. Fires it back out to Clayton. Clayton guarded by Cackleries, can't get around him. David with the quick feet staying in front. Clayton gets deep and passes it right to a Mineral Area College player, but a late whistle and a foul against Mack on the drive. And they're going to whistle that one on Gabe O'Neal. As Clayton kind of got bailed out right there. Out of control, nobody really to pass it to. They call Mack for the foul. So Clayton goes to the free throw line. Logan Clayton, a 78% free throw shooter. Now Logan averages 9.7 points per game. And now a lane violation. But it won't matter because the free throw went down. Rafat got into the lane late. But the free throw goes down anyway. So Clayton back to the stripe and hit them both. So Clayton with his first 2 points and 73-58. 5 points in a row for Lincoln Land. And they've been managed to trim the margin to 15. Out of the circle, O'Neal to Rosas on the right wing. Rosas back to the left side. And that's Brown. Brown gives it up to Cackleries. Gets it right back at the top of the key. Brown for three. Pumped in another one. Bang, bang, bang. Darius Brown has 17 points. Three threes on the afternoon. And 76-58. Mineral Area College once again leads by 18. 7 minutes and 5 seconds remaining in our second half of play. Three-pointer launched by Clayton. Missed it. Rosses with a rebound. Rosses to Brown. Brown now sprinting down the floor. Stops, fires, misses this one. O'Neal has the rebound, but he was grabbed from behind. Gabe missed the step back, but the foul occurred before the shot went up anyway. Clayton with his second personal. That was the sixth team foul, it looks like, against the Loggers. That's what they have on the board. Now they say, okay, that's the seventh, and that'll put O'Neal to the free throw line to shoot the one-on-one. Gabe shooting 61%. From the free throw line on the air. Our free throw timeout brought to you by Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. They move this down online at coldwellbankerholsey.com. O'Neal shooting the front end of the one-on-one right here, and the lefty makes the first. Gabe's got 9. O'Neal averaging 9.5 on the year, looking for double figures here. Mineral Area College has 3 in double figures so far. Wooten, Brown, and Rosses as we glance at our Bloomsdale Bank stat sheet. O'Neal back to the stripe, and the second one hard off the back iron, missed it. So O'Neal still with 9, and the lead is at 19, 77-58 for Mack. Mack has led by as many as 26 points. And Rosses got up and swatted the shot of Clayton, who's driving right side of the lane right there. Wooten checking in, and O'Neal checking out. 77-58. Mack by 19. Here's Pennell with the basketball. If Pennell was on our side, he would almost certainly get our Applebee's Bar and Grill of Farmington player of the game. He has just played tremendous basketball with 24 points and 5 triples. 77-58, Mack leads here. Brooks on the left wing. Sails a pass over to the right wing. Aker, he drives to the middle, can't hit the runner, and Rosses has the rebound. Rosses with no first half rebounds, but I think he's got 5, and now a stop and go drive by Brown. Froze the double team and split it and drove left of the lane and scored it. He's got points number 18 and 19 on the day. 79-58, Mineral Area College by 21 points, 6-17. remaining in the second half. And we'll tell you more on the other side of this one-minute timeout right here on SuperTalk 800.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
That gives so many chances to win.
No way.
Even at work.
I love it already.
It's time for another $1,000 holla, your chance to win $1,000 by submitting this keyword online at MIMOinfo.com. The keyword this hour is brought to you by National Fencing Gate for all your livestock fencing, locally owned and operated. Submit the keyword silver, S-I-L-V-E-R, silver, to MIMOinfo.com. Once again, submit the keyword silver to MIMOinfo.com.
Chances to win.
No way.
Even at work.
I love it already.
It's time for another $1,000 holla, your chance to win $1,000 by entering a keyword at MIMOinfo.com. The keyword this hour is brought to you by McDowell South RV in Bonterre and Jackson, the number one RV dealer in Southeast Missouri. Go to MIMOinfo.com and enter the keyword decorative. Again, the keyword is decorative. Just go to MIMOinfo.com, enter it for your chance to win $1,000.
Mac on the road, up by 21 points, 79-58. Lincoln Land has the basketball, pounding it on the hardwood, going from my left to my right as I look at and describe the action to you. It's a dribble weave offensive set right here with Pennell at the head of the circle, and they try to loop a pass underneath to Doolin. But they had two players really in the same area. Gaines and Doolin were right there, and they kind of fumbled the ball between the two of them and lost it out of bounds. Full court pressure by the Loggers right here. Mack puts it into Wooten in the backcourt. That 6'5", still a capable ball handler, but he turned it over and tried to throw the bounce pass. The defense was right there ready for it. Clayton comes down the floor. Transition three won't go. Rossus has another second-half rebound. Hughes has been all over the glass in the second half. Here's Brown on the left wing. Slashes in into a triple team and still throws it off the window. Blackjack, Darius Brown drives into the triple team right there, but finishes with the left hand off the window. And 81-58, Mack leads. And now the three-quarter length of the floor passes stolen away by Rossus. He fires it right back across that timeline to Rafat, who hands it off for Brown. Brown, a covered-up three, rattled it in and out. Boy, that was right in front of me, and that was online. I thought it was going to go down. Here's Clayton striding across the timeline, swings it over to the right wing, Pennell. Pennell's outside of the arc, guarded by Brown. Brown reaches up and just slaps it away from him and out of bounds. A couple of subs for the Loggers, Sales and C.J. May checking into the game. And here comes Gabe O'Neill for Mack. 5 minutes and 2 seconds away from our Home Pools and Spas post-game show, where we'll break down the numbers and look ahead at what's next for the Cardinals. 81-58, Mack leads by 23. The largest lead for Mack has been 26 points. There's a right baseline jumper off the inbound by Sales. Missed it. Backside rebound, Kackle-Reese. Kackle-Reese up the floor, bounces it for Wooten. And Wooten loops it up and in for our McDonald's fast break of the game. Steve Wooten has 21. That fast break brought to you by our local McDonald's. Tasty breakfast fast. Your Egg McMuffin, always made with a freshly cracked egg. Another great reason to wake up to the favorites you love. One and done for Lincoln Land, and Mack's on the run again. Here's Wooten once again underneath Kackle-Reese. Reverse layup. Got it! David Kackle-Reese with good body control went with the right hand, threw it. A reverse layup off the window and in, and 85-58. Mineral Area College has its largest lead of the game of 27 points. Another steal by Mack. Here's a three-on-three as Wooten attacks left side. He is held up on the drive, and he'll go to the free throw line. That whistle going against Jordan Brooks. The Loggers getting a little bit loose with the basketball, and Mack making them pay in transition. Wooten at the free throw line. And I didn't notice if they said if that was a one-on-one or a two-shot foul. Two-shot now they indicate. And so at the free throw line, this is Steve Wooten. He is tied for team high honors with Darius Brown with 21 points, but he misses the front end of the free throw. Wooten back to the free throw line, 3 of 5 from the stripe so far in this one. An 80% guy on the air. Steve taking a moment now to concentrate, puts it in the right hand and hits another McNylon. Double deuce for Steve. He's doubled up the number on his jersey. He's got 22. And Wooten now leads Mack in scoring. Game-high honors go to Jake Pennell, though, with 24 points. Left baseline jumper, very difficult one that time for Clayton. Misses that one, and Mack's on the run. And now this is Rafat, scoops it back over to Gabe O'Neill, misses the runner, and the Loggers have it back. This is C.J. May. C.J. May driving it right into the teeth of three defenders, misses the runner as he tried to go over the top of Brown right there, and they get it over to Pennell, who's having himself a day now. His 6-3 and 27 points for Jake Pennell. Guy's balling today. Kakoris, head of the circle. 3.5 minutes remaining in our ball game. Now, Gabe O'Neill goes to work deep. He misses the runner, but fouled on the try. It's a shot that Gabe, even with contact, usually finishes. Big, strong kid. Gabe, just a freshman. And Coach Luke Strege says, doesn't really have a whole lot of basketball experience. Like many of the freshmen, you kind of wonder and can't wait to see what you get out of them next year. There's another great one in Yehuza Rossis getting set to come in. So O'Neill at the free throw line and cuts the cords there. Gabe has 10. And he becomes the fourth Mineral Area College Cardinal in double figures, 87-61. Mack leads it. O'Neill back to the stripe. Gabe averaging at 9.5 points per game on the season, so he's eclipsed his average here today. And looking for point number 11, can't get that one. Doolin has the rebound. 3:23 remaining, 87-61. Mack on top by 26. Largest lead has been 27. C.J. May, the head of the circle, trades places with Clayton. Clayton gives it up, now fires to Brooks. Brooks drives right of the lane to May in the right corner. May trying to chisel his way inside, can't do it. Works it over to the left wing, Brooks. Brooks to Doolin, back to Brooks in the left corner. Brooks looks for the drive. Nothing there to May on the right wing. Pump fake on the three. Wales flies by. Triple in the air won't go. And O'Neill has the rebound, and as he turns around, he gets fouled for being big. That happens sometimes. Gabe grabbed the rebound, turned around, made contact with Brooks, who was standing beside him. Brooks hits the deck, and poor Gabe just gets fouled for being big right there. Tough chance. 2:53 remaining in the second half. 87-61, Mineral Area College by 26 points. Mack with six players on the floor, and that won't work, so Luke Strege calls Brown off of the floor. You've got Rafat, Wales, Grubb, Rossis, and Wooten, the five on the floor, off the inbound. Jumper won't fall for Doolin. Got it deep in the right low block. Backside rebound, Mack. And now here's Wooten up the floor on the right wing. Wooten rubbing off a screen from Rossis. It's a pick and pop, and Yehuza misses from 8 feet. But Wooten has the rebound. Stick back won't go. Wooten tries to grab it again, but lost it out of bounds. And I've got Steve now with 22 points and 13 rebounds. Last time he faced the Loggers, he had 22 and 15. So going to have very similar numbers here this afternoon, just outside of Springfield, Illinois. Mack basketball, they try to put it into Yehuza. Poor pass, couldn't hold it. Brooks grabs it now, driving on Rafat. Rafat slaps the ball against the window from behind. It's out of bounds off of Terrick, and Lincoln Land will have it. 2 minutes and 29 seconds remaining in our second half. Right of the bucket, it's Brooks throwing it in along the baseline, and he fires it into Pennell. Pennell's got 27 big ones. He's got 6 threes in this game. Pennell goes outside looking for his 7th three. He did it again, and he's got 30 points and 7 3-point makes. Just on fire for the Loggers this afternoon. 87-64. Pennell scored 10 the last time these two played, which really was a pretty good game for him. But holy smokes, he's got 30 here today. Grubb looking for a drive on Pennell. Pennell staying right in front of him, though. Jared, an incredibly difficult shot. Yehuza Rossis grabs the board and follows it in. Rossis with 18 points, and I'll tell you, after not having a single first-half rebound, Yehuza's working his way close to a double-double here in this ballgame, 89-64. Smack on top. Pennell against Grubb. Pennell backs him out now, drives him to the free-throw line, into a double-team, scoops it over to the left wing, Doolin. His triple won't fall, and Rossis has another rebound. Yehuza's just dominating the glass here in this second half. Grubb, crossover dribble behind the back. He goes to Rossis, and Rossis' shot is challenged by Doolin, and he can't get it to go down. Bounce pass up the floor. Pennell grabs it. He shoots it from the free throw line, misses the shot. 1:14 remaining, and Mack has the basketball flowing to my left. Grubb, transition three, rattled it in and out. Rossis, another rebound. Now spins in the lane, fires it up, missed it. There's Wooten grabbing the rebound. He misses that one. A lot of contact. Doolin grabs the loose ball there. And a technical foul whistled against Mineral Area College. Less than 1 minute remaining in our contest. 89 to 64. 57 seconds remaining. Two technical fouls in this ball game against the Loggers bench. And now Mineral Area College with a technical foul. And so there'll be some shots put up by the Loggers here. And our timeout sponsor is Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. They move this down online at coldwellbankerholsey.com. Why not put Pennell at the line the way this kid has played today? He's got point number 31. And Luke Strege objecting to the technical foul call. I think they called the technical foul on a bench player, not on Coach Strege. Not absolutely certain about that, but that was my read on the way they called that. As Pennell hits both free throws, and he's got 32 points, 89-66. Mineral Area College leading it, but the ball in the hands of the Loggers with now under a minute to play in our contest. Loggers basketball, C.J. May coming across the timeline. Going to have some really good candidates for our player of the game here today. I think we're going to have a couple of double-doubles, and there's a running shot that won't fall, and there's Rosas with yet another rebound. Yahuza has just absolutely dominated the backboards in the second half, and Wooten tries a three. He airballs this one with 34 seconds left. Mineral Area College looking to advance now to 16-5 on the year. Lincoln Land, they'd won their first two ball games of the season in their last two, but they will fall to 2-15. C.J. May dribbling it into the forecourt, and 89-66. Mack leads it over to the left wing, a three-pointer by Brooks that will not fall, and Rossus grabs another rebound. Luke Strege says, don't shoot the basketball, and so Mineral Area College will just hold it now, and we will have a final score this afternoon of 89-66. Mineral Area College victorious over Lincoln Land for the second time in 2 weeks. Today, 89-66 on the road just outside of Springfield, Illinois. Max a winner, 16-5 now on the year. The Loggers fall to 2-15. Coming up next, it's your Home Pools and Spas postgame show on KREI.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
That gives so many chances to win.
No way.
Even at work.
I love it already.
It's time for another $1,000 holla. Your chance to win $1,000 by entering a keyword at MIMOinfo.com. The keyword this hour is brought to you by McDowell South RV in Jackson and Bon Terre, the number one RV dealer in southeast Missouri. Go to MIMOinfo.com and enter the keyword wallet. Once again, the keyword is wallet. Just go to MIMOinfo.com and enter it for your chance to win $1,000.
It all started with a mouse.
Hiya, folks!
But now it's the biggest celebration on ice. Disney on Ice celebrates 100 years of magic. Everything you love about Disney. 14 classic tales, over 30 songs, and more than 50 unforgettable characters, including Anna, Elsa, and Olaf from Disney's Frozen, all in one spectacular ice show.
Tickets start at $15. Restrictions and charges may apply. Coming to Enterprise Center January 31st through February 3rd.
Hi, this Leo Reuther of Reuther Ford, and I'm excited to tell you the all-new 2019 Ford Ranger is here at Reuther Ford, and it is ready for you to test drive. Here at Reuther Ford, we are proud that Ford F-Series trucks have been the number one truck in the country for 42 years. Just listen to these Reuther deals. A 2018 Ford F-150 Crew Cab 4x4 with Cardinals package starting at $34,995. Or how about a 2018 Ford Explorer from just $26,595? And here's a Reuther deal you can't pass up. A 2018 Ford Fusion SE with tech package as low as $17,595. There's no gimmicks at Reuther Ford. The price you see is the price you pay, and it's the very best price anywhere. So when we say where family pride is driven home, we mean it. See us today at Reuther Ford, I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit.
Where family pride is driven home, Reuther Ford, Reuther.com.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
If you have water or fire damage in your home or business, call Bryant Restoration at 986-3260. Hi, I'm Reggie Aubuchon, owner of Bryant Restoration. At Bryant Restoration, we strive to provide an efficient, transparent experience to help take the stress out of your situation. Bryant Restoration is IICRC certified, and we work with all insurance companies. Locally owned and operated, we have locations in St. Francis County and Poplar Bluff, covering all of Southeast Missouri. We'd like to wish all local high school athletes good luck this season. Bryant Restoration, online at bryantrestorationco.com.
Grubb now looking for the drive on Pinnell. He spins around him and lays it in. The 360 move by Jared Grubb. A tremendous move. That's our Gilster Mary Lee play of the game. That was Jared Grubb going to work in the first half. That fancy 360 move by him. Gilster Mary Lee hiring Class A CDL drivers and graduates. Benefits and bonuses, call Mike Welker, 1-800-851-5371. Thanks for joining us for our Home Pools and Spas postgame show as Mac wins at 89-66 on our Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard. We're going to break down the numbers for you in this one, and we're going to go with Steve Wooten as our player of the game. That's our Applebee's Bar and Grill of Farmington player of the game. Steve Wooten with another double-double in this one. He had 22 points and 12 rebounds. Nice game for Steve. Honorable mention there to Yehuza Rossis with 18 points and 16 rebounds. And then Darius Brown had another nice game with 21 for him. Jared Grubb scores 7, 10 for Gabe O'Neill. David Cackleby's had 4. Anthony Wales with 3. And Tarek Rafat with 4. I'll tell you what, if Jake Pinnell was our hometown guy, he would have been our player of the game. He scored 32 today. He was just fantastic. Pinnell hit 7 threes. He scores 32 points in this one. Benji Eager with 6, 3 for Jordan Brooks. Logan Clayton has 2. Tyler Sales with 9. And DJ Doolin with 14 points. Mac wins at 89-66 this afternoon here at Lincoln Land. Let's take a look at some of the other numbers. Told you about those rebounding figures. Rossis with 16. Wooten with 12. 47 rebounds for Mac in this one, and only 25 rebounds for Lincoln Land. So Mac dominating on the backboards. Mac shot 57% in the game. They were 36 for 63, and Mineral Area College was 30% outside of the arc, 6 for 20. They were 11 for 17 at the free throw line, 64.7%. 22 turnovers for Mac in this one, and 15 assists. The Lincoln Land Loggers shoot 35.2% today. They were 25 for 71, and they were 9 for 23 outside of the three-point arc, so 39% there. Lincoln Land 7 for 9 at the free throw line, 77.8% in that one. As Luke Strege joins us now on our post-game show, good shooting and tremendous rebounding today, Coach. The rebound figures 47-25 in your favor today.
Yeah, great. It should be when you play a small team like that. So that's expected. I haven't got a chance to look at the numbers yet, but it felt like we shot it pretty well at the rim, made some layups. Obviously from three, we missed some shots and just took some really bad ones. And overall, you know, we were lucky we got off to a good start in the first half, because the second half they played us even. And that's a team 12 days ago that we beat by 70. So we played 50 points worse today than that. So, is what it is.
You had a couple of guys, and we talked about the rebound differential, and in large part it was because of Wooten and Ross. So Steve had 9 first-half rebounds. He has 12 all told and 22 points. Yehuza had only 2 rebounds in the first half, but yeah. every ball that came off the glass, it felt like, in the second half was hit. He had 14 rebounds in the second half, so an 18 and then 16 tacked on the rebound category. Those two guys really dominated the window today.
Just effort. You know, they just were overmatched at the rim, and it's just the size. It wasn't that they were playing hard. Those two can just go get rebounds that they couldn't do it. So it was just an effort thing. You know, Gabe O'Neill should be another guy that should be at 12 rebounds. I mean, he's sitting at 2. So, our bigs, 2 of the 3 rebounded very well today.
Coach, sometimes you play a team, and sometimes it's your guy, but sometimes it's the other guy that just finds the zone. And Jake Pennell, everything that guy threw up today, he was fantastic, scored 32 and had 7 threes.
Yeah, you know, we just gave him open looks early, and he saw one or two go in, and then, you know, everything was going in. And their gym, obviously, you know, you practice your shooting here every day, and it went in for him. So good for him, you know, 32 points. That's a great number for them and for him. He's going to send that film out to a lot of coaches. And we probably got him some money today.
Coach, coming up next, it'll be a doubleheader against St. Louis on Wednesday. Ladies will play first, and then you guys will get them after that. St. Louis 7-8, but you always talk about their team in high regard in terms of what they run. You say they run a lot of backdoor stuff.
Coach Collins,
they defend just, well, yeah, and they got you once last year too.
Yeah, so. Coach is just a much better coach than I am, and they just he's just really, really good. Now sometimes they struggle with personnel because they just don't have what we have. And they're very small, but he's just a better coach than I am, and he's really hard to stop. So when he's got time to prepare for you, he knows what you do, and they at times make you look really bad on the offensive end. Now we're going to have to attack them similar to what we did in this team, on the glass, and try to get some second shots, and maybe try to get some turnovers with our length, because they're going to have a lot of small guards. It's just always what they do, and we've got only a day to get ready. We'll prepare for them tomorrow. We'll get here late home. Not too bad. This is nice playing early. This is a nice deal. I like doing this in the afternoon. But I'm sounding like Coach Cuck now. He just wants to play at 8 a.m. every single game.
I was going to say two matinees in a row because we did it in adjusting to the Moberly game.
I'm getting old. But we got a day to prepare for them, and we're playing to try to win a game, win one in conference, and then we'll move on from there.
All right. Thanks for joining us, Coach.
Yeah, let's go eat.
Should be a fun double on a Wednesday. The St. Louis ladies actually ranked 12th in the country. So should be a fun double coming up at the Bob Sechrest Fieldhouse coming up on Wednesday. And we'll have them for you on regional radio. All right. Our final score today, 89-66. And our Applebee's Bar and Grill of Farmington player of the game. Nice job by Steve Wooten today, 22. And then 12 rebounds as well. My thanks to Derek Hankins back in the studio, engineering and operating our game as the Mineral Area College men improved to 16-5 on the season. The Lincoln Land Loggers dropped to 2-15. Have a great Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Hey, give it a thought or two. Reflect on it a little bit. Help us all move forward just a little bit. I'm Chad Speaker, and I hope your home team did well today.
You don't have to suffer from a hard-to-heal wound. There is help right here at home at the Wound Care Center at Parkland Health Center in Farmington. They offer specialized treatment for chronic or non-healing wounds. Parkland's team of wound care professionals has more than 75 years of combined experience in wound care. And as part of the BJC Healthcare family, their wound care team trains frequently to keep up to date on the most recent developments so that their patients receive the most advanced treatments possible. And for those really, really hard to heal wounds, they offer hyperbaric oxygen therapy. Give them a call and let their experienced team get started on your personalized wound care. Start healing today. Call 573-760 or visit parklandhealthcenter.org/wound for more information about Wound Care Center. Healing quickly.